house robe.
Yeah, like they're those are supposed to be different, right? Because I know like house robes go like to your ankles.
Do they really?
Yeah. I mean, look at the cover of The Burbs.
It's yeah, like but down I mean, Tom Hanks is like a midget, isn't he? I mean, like, he's not tall.
No. I mean, like, yeah, it's...
I don't know the intricacies. The intricacies of this shit, man.
Intricacies?
There we go. I also don't know the intricacies of intricacies.
You graduated from college.
Yes.
No, I think, like, house robes are supposed to be, like, longer, and, like, a bathrobe is a shorter. It just covers the genitals. And stuff.
This ain't covering the genitals, Danny. Maybe it's because I'm just spread eagle on the couch. It's like, hey.
Right, yeah. And you didn't, like, buy one for you. You got, like...
Yeah.
You just went out, like, a store and bought, like, the one size.
Well, I've never went out and been like, you know what I need right now? A robe. It's like, I don't have orgies. I don't like oils and lotions that much. So uh-huh. I don't need a fucking robe.
Well, no, it's, like, I like them... like, I don't ever use one,
uh-huh.
but, like, when I'm in a hotel, sometimes hotels, like, have them for you.
Yeah. This makes so much sense. Every time I've been in a hotel with you, you come out of the shower, wear the fucking robe.
Yeah, I love them. Because, like, you don't have to use a towel. You just, like, get out and you, like, throw a robe on and you're just like, yeah, you know, like, it's cool. And you feel really executive. I've, like, every time I put on a robe, I feel like Alec Baldwin. I don't know what.
You just fucking hit a whore and do some coke?
I just feel like Alec Baldwin looks like the type of dude who should be in a robe.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we should do this real quick. Welcome to Dick Picks.
Welcome to Dick Picks.
I'm Richard.
I'm Danny.
You should have figured this out by now.
Yeah. We were doing terrible at, like, recording these.
Yeah.
Like...
It's okay. The listens are not up there anyway. I'm actually thinking about making it the free account because I don't think I'm using any of the money I'm paying for it. But I need the storage space.
Right.
So, yeah, whatever.
I didn't know that. I thought our listens were doing all right.
No.
You used to tell me that our listeners were doing good.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I haven't brought it up. Yeah, no, they don't. It's okay, though.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not doing this for anybody else. We're doing this for us.
Right, no, we like doing it, yeah.
Yeah, and we still do have some people listen. Hey, Brownie. Our one listen. Anyway, how's your week been, buddy?
It's been crazy. It's been, like, the last... How long ago was it when we recorded?
Week and a half. It's not been that long, because Ryan came over.
Right.
It's been a fucking drama week for both of us.
I don't really have the drama.
I have the drama, and I'm not used to having the drama. I'm used to watching other people have drama.
Yeah.
I love that. I don't like going through it.
Right.
So what's your week, man? Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, you were there for a lot of it. Like, I got another promotion at work.
Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Yeah, gracias. So, like, things are moving forward there, but it's like one of those things where they, like, telling you, like, this could lead into a long, like, a really long-term career at this company, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that scared the shit out of me because I was just like, do I really want to work for this company for however long, you know? Like, or is this just a job? And I feel like I have to, like, start making that decision now. Like, and I feel like I already kind of have. Like, I'm like, no, I know I'm not going to have this job for very long. So it's like, you know, I asked you today, I was like, oh yeah, hey, can I, like, use your computer for a few things? Like, I want to touch up my resume, start sending out, like, I don't like that my schedule's so, like, fucking disjointed, you know? I want days off in succession and I want them to be weekend days. Like, I want a 9-to-5 basically.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like I have to make that change now, which is weird because I've never had that. Like,
I don't think 9-to-5 actually exists.
It does. I know tons of people with 9-to-5s.
9-to-5, that's... 8 hours.
I know,
7 hour day because you get an hour lunch break. Man.
I know
that's
people,
not 40 hours a week.
Yeah, it is because you still get paid for all of it. Yeah. But like, because like usually 9-to-5 jobs are salary. You're not like an hourly employee.
That'd be good, but don't you have to know how to do things to have jobs like that?
Not really,
because I don't know how to do things, man.
I mean, I used to, like, my first job ever was like I was a receptionist, which means like I didn't do anything, you know, and it was 9-to-5. Like I would literally. Actually, it was 8-to-5, so that's more of an 8-hour day. But
was,
like,
your boss James Spader?
No, he wasn't, and I would have banged him, though. Yeah. No, but, like, it was that was a great job.
No one's
going
to catch that reference,
by the
way.
Secretary reference?
Yeah. I'm happy with it.
No, like, it was a good gig. It was more just, like, I got bogged down because I was 18. I wanted to go out and, like, party and, like, hang out, and I was in college, so it was, like...
Danny, you're 26. You still want to go out and party?
No, actually, like, I'm used to it. The past, like, 2 weeks, I haven't gone out.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing good. I was just like, you still like having fun.
I do enjoy having fun, but, like, I
enjoy fun things.
I like weekends. Like, I enjoy weekends. Yeah. So it's like, I'm really excited to actually just kind of like, oh, I'm older now. Maybe the whole 9-to-5 thing won't be like, this is such a drag, you know?
Yeah.
I actually kind of want it. And like, I'm worried about like, I, you know, health insurance and like a vision dental plan and stuff. Like, I'm trying to take care of myself a bit more, which is kind of weird.
Dick pics gets old.
Yeah.
Erectile dysfunction.
This is totally what, this episode is just going to be called erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing then. With vision insurance, let me tell you about this. You don't really need it because you can always just go just for eyes and they'll get you done for $100 with the eye exam and glasses. And if you ever have to have something good done to your eyes, it's going to go under your medical.
No,
anyway.
I'm just saying, like, I don't mean like, so I'm ever going to use fucking vision insurance. I'm just saying that, like, I kind of want it, you know?
Did you hear something or is that just me?
I don't know.
Is that your phone?
No, my phone's off. I mean, not off, but it's on, like, silent.
Airplane mode.
Yeah, airplane mode for sure.
For sure.
For show.
Totally.
Hitting that for show. No. It's I don't know. I'm thinking about, like, really, I've got to calm that down. And then the other thing that happened to me was the big change.
You know, drop it or we leaving?
No, subject? We can talk. Most people already know about it. Like, okay. Everybody's. I don't mind it being, like, public knowledge. But, like, the girl I was dating and I. Where are you going?
Shit, spilling stuff.
You're spilling stuff. Oh, my
I know.
God.
Keep talking. Let go.
Where are you going? Huh?
Just go, Danny.
Okay. Well, apparently I have to just hold the show on while Richard disappears. But the girl that I was dating and I split because pretty much like the love of my life came back into the picture.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly. A bomb dropped.
Yeah, it did.
And that was a real, real crazy.
There's a lot of fucking setup for that small joke.
That was a lot of setup for that joke. But I like it. It was good. Yeah, so that's a big one. So we're trying to figure that out again.
Yeah, say her name.
Huh?
Say her name, say her name.
Stop. I can hear that
sorry.
On the mic.
There's something on the table. That was my
bad. Stop.
Yeah. You want me to drum on the table?
No, I'll kill you. Lacey.
Yeah.
Lacey, the big one's back.
The big one is back.
Yeah.
I'm sure, maybe not on this show, but we've talked about her before on the show. She's on a show once that...
She was on a show.
Thank God, never made it to the light of a day.
It's somehow online, but I can never find it.
Thank God, man. Yeah. I don't know where it is. She actually has a really good announcer voice, though.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, but that show never needs to be found again. I don't even remember the name of it. It had a theme song, though.
Yeah, The Lacey Show.
The Lacey Show.
Yeah. Like, Lacey, Lacey, Lacey. It was so fucking Lacey, silly. Lacey, Lacey. Yeah. good times. No,
Oh my god, I haven't thought about that in forever.
Yeah, so that's happening again.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's actually a big one.
You're pretty excited about it.
I am. I'm very jazzed.
It's been, a little nerve-wracking at first, but everything seems like it's going pretty well.
Yeah, it is.
I'm excited for you, man.
It was nerve-wracking for, like, 24 hours. And then it like, immediately fell back into, like, this is good. Yeah.
Does Lacey and your mom, have they always got along pretty well?
Lacey and my mom?
Yeah.
My mom is strangely racist.
I, like, I was trying to bring this up without making you say it, but it's like, I know
no,
Lacey
my
well
mom
enough
knows.
To think
my
no,
mom
I'm thinking
knows
Lacey
she's
would
like
laugh at this too,
racist.
You know?
Right, because my mom is, like, you know, we're all pretty light-skinned people, but, like, my mom, you know, my mom, like, I don't know what it is, she, like, identifies as, like, the most Puerto Rican person in the world.
Yeah.
Or, like, Hispanic in any way, like, she's just like, I'm not fucking white, you know? But we look like, she looks like me, which, if you've ever seen me, I'm pale as shit.
You're as white as me.
Yeah, she just has longer hair, but me and my mom look, like, almost the same.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, like... Fucking funny to me that she's like, she hates white people. So she's,
and you're surrounded by them.
I know. So she's always like, why you gotta date white women? Or like, you know, like, why can't you meet a pretty Mexican girl or whatever? And like, I'm always just like, I don't like them. You know? Like, I'm just not into them. And then like, after me and Lacey's, like, me and Lacey split. I was a train wreck, and
yeah.
My mom, I think, remembers that, so she's, like, being cautious.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows that, like, you know, like, when me and Lacey were dating, like, I told her, I was like, I think I might, like, propose to this girl, like,
yeah.
The first time we dated, you know, and, like, my mom was like, oh, my God, Danny, like, oh, my God, this is crazy, and, like, she, you know, she came out and, like, spent some time with us and met her, and they got along rather well, and, like, it was funny, and we had a good time. Nobody said anything mean or passive-aggressive or shitty. Everybody was, like, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as soon as I told my mom that, like, Lacey, like, contacted me again and that we were talking, my mom was like, shut the fuck up. It was the funniest. You were there.
Yeah, she was on speakerphone. I was dying laughing.
Yeah, because you guys had the exact same reaction.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, hey, guess what happened? And then I told you, and you were just like, fuck.
I just sat down.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Like, shits like that. Like, that should not affect me as much as it did. But you said it, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was fucking weird. I mean, it surprised the shit out of me, too, like, the day I got it. Because I was like, we hadn't talked for a couple months. Because last time I talked to her was right after I got in my car accident. And, like, so I was like, oh, yeah, we haven't talked. And, you know, she moved away. And everything had been going very well for her. And then it was just like, oh, by the way, like, we should think about, like, doing this again, you know? And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, this is crazy. But it's been working out rather well.
And, it has
We're taking it very, very seriously now.
Yeah, no, it's been working out really well. Enough to where, like, I'm coming around with it. I'm like, I'm just...
You were super skeptical to begin with.
Because I love you, man. And I remember the fucking train wreck you were, too. And I'm like, I can't take him through this again. Because, like, I hate life right now. Like, it was me taking, like, let's go out, man. We'll get something. We'll be all right. Let's do this. And, like, man, if we go through that again at the same time, house is going to get burnt down. Yeah, so I was like, I got scared. But like I said, we had a talk the other night, and I was like, I'm coming.
I'm coming
a lot.
Masturbation.
Yeah, you didn't get the joke out, though. I want you to get out of what your mom said.
Oh, my mom called her the White Devil.
Yeah.
You put it on Facebook.
Yeah, right? But I never said who it was about at the time.
Okay, like, probably Lacey and my mom will both be listening to this show. Yeah. So I'm gonna clear this one up. Like, my mom wasn't...
His mom is racist.
Yeah, my mom is racist. Like,
hey, mom.
Had it been any other girl besides Lacey, she still would have said the terms white devil.
I've just never heard that phrase used in real life. All I've heard it in is an undercover brother.
Yeah.
So when I heard it, I, like, lost my shit. I'm like, the white devil! We are real!
Yeah. I thought it was funny, but no, like, so Lacey knows, and my mom knows, that I know the context that she was saying it, like, so my mom doesn't get mad that Lacey's, like, insulted or something. No, because, like, my mom, she refers to you as the White Devil sometimes.
Yeah, well,
you
know? I am.
Like, it's not, like, a thing specifically for Lacey. It's more
a white
just,
person.
Like, yeah, it's just white people. Yeah. Like, she just hates white people.
It's like when we white people look at each other and go, sir.
Yeah. Excuse me, pal.
Friend.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what's been going on with me. So that's a pretty major change, though.
Yeah, no,
that's
very, very major change. There's been a lot of it's not drama, but it's like, you know, the bomb.
Yeah, there's a lot of like craziness around it because, like, you know, it was a long... me and Lacey were together for a long time.
What, 3 years, right?
Yeah, 3.5. And like, we split up for just over a year, and then things have been kind of going differently for both of us, but we're like still really into each other, and we both knew that. And like now it's just kind of like, okay, now how do we make our lives work for each other again? Which is interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, no.
Because it's like, okay, how are we going to figure this out? Which was it was a problem we had when we first started dating too, just because we live in different parts of the world. Parts of the country, I mean.
Well, you moved down there for
I did
last time.
Yeah, and she's... I don't want to, like, blow it up or anything for her, but, like, you know, we're both talking about, like, what it would be like to live somewhere else for the other person.
Yeah.
So, it's not, like, nothing is set in stone by any means, but, like, we're just kind of, like, talking about it right now,
because
we both want it to happen.
That's cool.
It's crazy, though. But you had a pretty nuts week, too. Like, you did another wedding.
Yeah, I married people. I love saying it like this, too, because everyone always hits me up on Facebook, like, you're getting married? And I'm like, yeah, second time. Fuck no, man.
This year.
Yeah. No, ordained. We've talked about that on this show before, right?
Yeah, hashtag ordained life.
Yeah, hashtag ordained life. And, we actually did talk about it on this show.
Yeah.
I remember, because we were not that supportive of it, especially the sister. So, full circle, that story where Dick Biter was on.
Yeah, yeah.
I married her sister this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking fun.
You did make one joke that made me laugh. We are magically gathered here today.
Yes. It's funny. Because, like, these people, they met by playing Magic the Gathering. Like, I don't know them that well.
They're fucking nerds, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. So I made this whole ceremony based on Magic the Gathering cards. We are magically gathered here today.
Mm-hmm.
And each card had a different picture of them on it saying something about their life, and I would pull these cards out and do the ceremony about it.
Right.
They fucking loved it. All the groomsmen had magic cards in their pockets because I had a deck of magic cards, and I'm like, here. And they're like, ooh. So instead of the, they had the, what the fuck is the handkerchief thing called?
A handkerchief?
Pocket square.
Okay.
There was a word I was looking for.
All
right. They had the pocket square with a magic card right in front of it. I'm like, this is my kind of people. Even if I don't play magic, I still like it. So we did that, and I realized weddings are just the most exhausting things on earth, because I don't feel like I've had an off day this week.
Right.
Because I was there for the rehearsal, which was weird. I was terrified because I didn't feel like they really had it together. But mm-hmm. it came through really well on the day of.
Yeah.
But it was the longest wedding I've ever been at, because that wedding went on for 9 hours.
No. What?
My ceremony was literally 10 minutes long.
Literally?
Yeah. But then, like, they want really, like, a ceremonial event. Like, so the dinner was really important.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do pictures. Then they wanted to do a father-daughter dance. They wanted to do a mother-son dance. They wanted me to announce all this. Mm-hmm. So I'm having to stay there for the whole thing. And, like, oh, my God. It would not end. I'm just like, because everything was still really official. And I'm like, I just need to sign a paper and I can go, guys. Well, they're good. I promise.
Yeah.
Like, you're married.
Well, they asked you to do, like, more.
And, yeah, they want me to do all the announcements, just because apparently when people hear you do a podcast, they're like, oh, you can speak. Yeah. I'm like, yes.
No.
No. I get a really, like, white guy voice going whenever I get in front of a crowd. So, like, All right!
Yeah.
I sound really good. Like, people are like, that's the guy I want. You look like you know what you're doing. I'm like, I don't, but thank you. Let's do this. How are you doing, fellas?
Yeah.
Out on the dance floor, please.
Welcome, Destiny.
Destiny to the dance floor.
Yeah, pull out your money.
But it went pretty well. I've actually got booked for another wedding now.
Cool. Who?
Yeah. Chris. Chris and Whitney. Chris used to be the GM at theater.
That you used to work at?
And never at the one I worked at. But
oh, okay.
I guess he used to be my assistant GM, and then he moved up to his own, and he's still at the theater. So, but he's getting married and asked me to do a ceremony for him.
Sorry, that's my alarm. Sorry.
Get your shit together.
Sorry.
Sorry.
But yeah, so I got another one I'm doing. Like, cool. Apparently this is a part-time job for me now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like extra cash, but on the plus side, like, you get to go to these, like, social gatherings.
Yeah.
Where you end up kind of being a hit at these things.
Yeah, people love me for it, man. It's like, not often you get, like, an atheistic ordained minister.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, you know, this way we don't have to have a preacher that we've never met before telling us his fucking thoughts on love
right.
when he's 60.
Yeah, and you don't have to do those, like, bullshit wedding classes or whatever. Yeah.
So, like, I just do it and be like, do you love each other? Yeah. Good luck.
I love that.
The funny thing is, man, like, you know me. Some people know me. I'm not a hopeful person. I don't like love. I don't like marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people keep asking me to do these things for them. And I write such hopeful and, like, love-filled ceremonies. And afterwards, like, when it's done, I'm looking at it going, I don't believe any of this. What the fuck am I doing? Be fucking done. I just, like, I really want to sit down and write my own ceremony.
If I ever get married, you're not officiating.
I just want to write one for myself to where I'm like, dearly beloved, we're all gathered here today to witness a sacrifice.
The world
sacrifice of your life and hers, and nothing ever will be the same again, because this was a dumb fucking choice, wasn't it?
You're going to write your own wedding?
That's yeah.
Terrible.
She doesn't really love you. She's there because you have money. Look at all the shit that you had to get for her just to stand with you up here, huh? Look at that fucking expensive white dress.
Someone's bitter.
Till death do us part, indeed.
Jesus, man. Shit just got dark.
Yeah, so that's going to be my ceremony that I'm going to write next. Yeah, hashtag ordained life.
Hashtag ordained life.
Yeah, I don't know how I get the hope to write these things, but it works pretty well.
I remember, because I went to go grocery shopping while you were writing it, and, like, I was just reading parts of it as you were writing it, and it made me laugh. Like,
they're always funny, man. I admit it. It's just because it's a ceremony. They're, and anyone up there is going to be nervous as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that. So it's like, I'm not going to make you more nervous. Let's make you laugh and make it something for you.
Yeah.
Which, what do you remember laughing at? Anything specific?
You told a joke about the movie The Mummy.
You're on the right side of the river now, Benny.
Is his name Benny?
No.
Oh, okay.
That joke was specifically for him, too. I was like, you better get this, man. You're going to propose during that movie.
Yeah, he proposed to her during the Mummy.
Best idea ever. If I ever wanted to get married, that movie right there is the one that makes it happen. That or Fast and the Furious.
What?
Yeah, you know.
That's ridiculous.
The Rock's in both.
The Rock is in their sequels to both, not in the originals.
That's fine. I don't care which one. As long as it's in the, you know, in canon, I'm all right.
All right.
So,
I saw a pretty funny thing the other day. It's like, I follow this tattoo parlor on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they have a lot of guest tattoo artists that come in and, like, do, like, fill spots and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of them is, like, specializes in portraits. And, like, they showed this big thigh piece that this guy got, and it's Vin Diesel and Paul Walker in the first Fast and the Furious. And some guy's got it tattooed on his thigh, like, the whole thigh.
That's, fucking that's devotion, man. I know. That's devotion. Like, look, I will admit that, one of my favorite guilty pleasures is sitting and watching every Fast and the Furious movie back to back.
They're and, like, so bad.
And this last one that's coming out, I'm a little freaked out by, okay? I'll be honest. I'm like, whew.
It's looking ridiculous.
Yeah. But, like, the first three, I just, like, I can watch those any day of the week and love it.
There's a scene in the trailer for the new one where The Rock is in, like, a cast. Like, he's broken his arm or something.
Yeah.
But he just goes, Papa's gotta go to work. And then he starts flexing and the cast breaks. It's like, this is so stupid.
Oh, it's such a great series.
Oh, my God. I was thinking about maybe going to the movies today. I kind of want to see Interstellar.
Interstellar? Yeah. You saw Gone Girl, right?
I did see Gone Girl.
I think I'm going to see Big Hero 6 this week.
That comes out, and then Mockingjay comes out in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Big Hero 6 is already out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It beat Interstellar at the box office.
Really? Yeah. That movie looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel shitty. It's just like, man, Interstellar, I need you to watch it first because I'm afraid of that movie.
Why?
I think I'm going to be confused and feel really stupid at the end.
Apparently, it's like, I was, a friend of mine's already seen it, mm-hmm. and she was telling me, she was like, yeah, like, it's mind fuck after mind fuck after mind fuck. But it's not like Inception where it's hard to follow. It's just like, the concept is like, you go through black holes, so there's jumps and leaps in time.
Yeah.
So like, tons of things happen.
I'm not worried about being like Inception because
Inception is trying to fuck with you.
Yeah.
This movie's not. It's just trying to tell you a story.
Inception took its own world, made its own facts, and said, this is what we're going to do. This one, I have a feeling it's going to be a lot, I'm going to say, based more in reality, even though I don't really fucking know him.
Actually, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson, like, broke it down because he was going to see it.
Yeah, that's what made me afraid to see it. I was like, oh.
He was like, the science is pretty sound. It gets a little wonky near the end. And he was like, and it's kind of hard, like, to really believe some of this shit, but it's like, yeah, a lot of it is based on the idea that we don't know what goes on in black holes. And, like, well, entirely, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that shit where they just take leaps with it. Like, that's where the fiction part of it comes from. But, like, the science part of it is actually kind of nailed down. Like, there's a part in it where there's a...
Fucking assholes.
There's a three-dimensional portal, so you can literally fall into it in any direction. Like, you can jump into it, you can fall into it, you can go sideways into it. Like, gravity exists on all sides of it.
Uh-huh.
So it, like, sucks you in. And I was like, man, that's going to be interesting to see visually as fuck. Like, and the other thing that makes
me... Someone walking off, so they whoop.
Yeah, like, the other thing that makes me trip out really hard about it is, like, Christopher Nolan is very hardcore about practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine the movie's going to feel very real.
Yeah.
Which I want to, like, experience.
I
want to see it in theaters, too. Like, because it's, like, Christopher Nolan specializes in filming in IMAX.
Yeah.
So I want to see it on IMAX. And, like, I think I'm going to do that today. I think I'm just going to sit in an IMAX theater and just be like, fuck! Like, for 2.5 hours.
I like the idea that every preview I've seen is more of it based with the family drama.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And that's going to make it, I think, okay for me. Because, I mean, like, Gravity, great movie. Visually stunning.
Yeah.
Problem was, that movie starts, you're in it, fucking shit's happening. This one, you're going to be connected to a character, then have them stripped away, and go through the whole range of emotions.
I don't see, like, I was definitely connected to Sandy B's character. Sandy B in Gravity.
I was too, but it built her in really well because it was pretty much only her.
The thing is, like, it thrusts you so quickly into a crazy situation.
Say that again. Slower.
It thrusts you so quickly.
Thank you.
into a crazy situation that, like, you can't help but feel for her, you know? Because you're just like, oh my God! Like, it happens so quickly, and you're just, like, taken back by it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, holy shit. And then, that movie is another thing where, like,
he fucking missed the tagline for Taken 3.
What is it?
Taken Back.
That movie's gonna be so bad. I like that this just turned into a movie episode.
Don't worry, we're about to get back into the erectile dysfunction. I know how I want to close this up.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, but go on.
No, like, and then Gravity's another one of those movies where, like, they relied very heavily on interesting effects and that it were done practically. You know, like, the backgrounds and stuff are all CG because you can't send an actor into space. But, like, the rigging and stuff, like, watching that film get made is super interesting because it's, like, they developed an entirely new camera system.
He does that shit a lot.
Yeah, he does. He does it for, like, almost every movie. Yeah, no, he's an amazing director. And, like, I want to see what Christopher Nolan does with something like this because Nolan is very interesting in that he doesn't believe in digital photography as, like, as the future of film. He's very much like, no, we film on film, you know?
Yeah, he's, like, one of the only people I see that really thinks that.
No. There's tons of people who do that. But, like, it's very interesting to see who and why. Like, who does it and why they do it and then how they utilize it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I saw, like, Gone Girl is beautiful. And that movie couldn't have looked or felt that way if it wasn't for digital filmmaking.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I want to see Interstellar because I want to see how real he can get something to feel.
Mm-hmm.
When it's so heavily relying on special effects.
Yeah.
I want something like that. I want to see how tangible the movie feels. And like, I like that. I think that's really interesting.
We both watched another movie this week, surprisingly.
Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer, man.
Snowpiercer was real good. Since oh, we have to time. Tell them about our little movie thing. Because I finally held up my part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, okay, no, we'll talk about Snowpiercer first.
Snowpiercer, all right, so this is, apparently came out a while, but from what I'm understanding, it's just being released in the U.S., because it just hit Netflix, it just hit Redbox.
It's not just being released. What happened is it was limited release very early this year.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, it's now, it's public, or not public, but...
Easier to find.
Why it's on DVD now. Yeah, like, so...
I can't think of the word we're looking for.
I know.
There's a word. It has syllables.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would describe exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, but basically anyone can buy it or see it now, and they put it on Netflix.
It's
and
accessible.
And it's good.
Yeah, it's got Chris Evans in it.
Yeah.
It's got Captain Ed America. Harris. It's got Tilda Swinton? Swinton?
Tilda Swinton, Swinton. Yeah. I forget the lady, but she just won an Oscar for... She was in The Help, and she won an Oscar for that movie. She played, like, the black mom of the little kid.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. And then it's got John Hurt... And I can never remember this guy's name, but Jamie Bell is his name.
Finally, you've been trying to do that for days.
He's so fucking good. He's such a good actor. And this year, I've seen 3 movies with him in it, and they're all awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm just like I loved Snowpiercer. It was good. He was awesome in fucking Filth. Like, Filth was great. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the Nymphomaniac movies, and he's in that, and he's fucking awesome. Like, so good.
He's like in 3 of your favorite films this year.
Yeah, like 3 movies.
Because you love those movies. You haven't stopped talking about them.
No, Filth is a fun movie. It's not particularly great. You know?
Yeah.
I really enjoy movies about dirty cops. Mm-hmm. I love them a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a dirty cop movie about the guy who made, or from the guy who made Trainspotting. So I was like, fuck yeah, you know? Like, I'm into that. And then, Nymphomaniac, like, I love Lars von Trier. I think he's a really talented director. Mm-hmm. And
he almost made me quit college.
Yeah, because Antichrist is so good.
Yeah.
And Nymphomaniac is his 2-parter about sex.
Yeah.
That was really, really good. And then, of course, like, Snowpiercer, like, it's a fun sci-fi movie, you know? It's like a fun movie, but it doesn't shy away from, like, being a hard rated R movie. It's insanely violent.
It's got a really good, I'm going to use the word message, this one again, but like subtext to it.
No, it does.
The class system, like, that's beautiful. Chris Evans comes through hardcore with his acting chops that I haven't seen since
particularly
London.
Like, yeah, you know, the acting is very good, especially for like such a popcorn movie.
Yeah.
It's really, really well acted. But I think my favorite part of it is like like you were saying, the subtext is really good, but it's also like politically charged, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because the idea of, like, the subjugation of children is really interesting because they're just like, oh, no, we're, like, we breed people is basically what they're doing. We're farming people.
Yeah.
Particularly from poor cultures to create, like, to stand on their shoulders so that we can remain rich. I, like...
like, it's a very literal movie.
Yeah, it's so good. And like,
the hardest thing about that movie is because I've had a couple people watch it, I've talked them into it, but I find when I'm describing it, like, I'm
describing this train, silly.
And it sounds almost like you're making a joke, like, hey, watch this really cool movie. It's about a perpetual motion machine going around the Earth really fast.
But the thing is, like, I thought the movie would be more about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
No, yeah, they barely bring it up. It's like 5 seconds. There's a title card in the beginning that tells you this. And then after that, you barely realize they're on a train.
Like, it's a movie that I talked about earlier this week, too, because, like, I talked to someone about Interstellar, and it was Lacey, actually. Like, Lacey went to go see Interstellar, and she was just like, the whole time I was watching Interstellar, the movie I compared it to was Sunshine. Sunshine is what I would compare Snowpiercer to, but it's because they not only do they both star Chris Evans, where he's doing a powerhouse
Holy
acting
shit,
job.
Shit, Chris Evans wasn't fucking Captain America and Scarecrow.
Where they were like, doing a powerhouse acting, but like Sunshine is another one of those movies where it's like, the sun is dying and we're going to take this starship into the sun. And you're like, oh, cool. That's not what the movie's about. The movie's about the crew, like, coming to terms with the fact that they're not going to live through this mission, you know?
Yeah.
That's how Snowpiercer is. Snowpiercer is like, they're on a perpetual motion machine fucking train going around the world that's frozen over, and then it's like, no, the movie's about how you're being exploited, and it was just like, this is so good. Like, I love movies that do that. They'll, like, subvert you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
That's good shit.
Yeah, it was really good. Snowpiercer was awesome. But no, let's talk about a little movie thing that we did.
Oh, yeah, okay. Every time you say that, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Me and Danny made a deal with each other.
Yes.
And believe it or not, it's not my fault it took so long this time. I watched
mine. This is mine. I've been really distracted.
We've decided we're going to tell each other a movie to watch.
Mm-hmm. Every week.
And the other one has to watch it, and it just has to get through it. We don't have to watch it together. We just have to try it.
Yeah.
My first one was The Raid Redemption.
I told you to watch The Raid Redemption, yeah.
And it's been a movie that's been on my list to watch for years now.
Yeah. You got it, and then I was like, you should really watch this.
Yeah. Because everyone's been telling me it's great, and then I watched it, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, that was a fun fucking flick,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's really
it was
fun.
Just, it was kung fu all the way with gunshots. The story is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much acting in it, but that's fun. But with just the visuals and some of the coolest shit you've ever seen.
Yeah, choreography, the way it's shot, it feels really grimy. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Like,
so I loved it. I mean, it's very typical. Like, Dredd completely, I'm not going to say ripped off, but it's just a complete homage to that movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they were being filmed around the same time. Mm-hmm. But that's usually the way things work. Like, somebody hears about an idea, and then studios kind of cultivate that idea.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of happens.
So they're really good. If you haven't seen it, try it, man. It's pretty good. I want to see the sequel.
It's because I told you about the horror movie that's, like, very similar about, like, you know, it's... The Irish one? Citadel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same concept. Like, they're in a tower, and they mm-hmm. have to get to the top. And, like... You know, like, or they have to get out. Like, mm-hmm. They're at the top and they need to get out. And there's tons of obstacles in the way.
Yeah.
Same concept.
There's like the video game on Nintendo, Kung Fu.
Yeah. I used to love that game. The dun 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 dun. Yeah, that game was the shit.
And that was one of my favorite games.
Yeah. And like,
what up?
Every time the boss would come up, he'd be like, it was so fucking good. That game was the best.
Yeah. I agree. And Danny,
yes,
you watched a movie that has been on your list for 20-something years.
It's not been on my list. It's never been on my list.
It's been on my list for you for 20 years.
Yeah.
It should be on everybody's list. Everyone needs to see that movie.
It's one of those movies that, like, people are always really surprised that I haven't seen. It was Ferris Bueller.
Day Off, of course.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, yeah.
Not to get confused with the sequels. Ferris Bueller Goes to the Beach. And Ferris Bueller drops out of college.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those movies that, like, I know so much about,
mm-hmm.
never seen. Like, I knew about every scene about to happen before it happened because I've seen so many movies that reference it. I hang out with people who talk about it, you know.
And it's a John Hughes film, man. Like,
I know, that's another big thing about it. Like, it's a John Hughes movie, and, like, it was like, oh, okay, like, Danny, sit down and watch Ferris Bueller's, like, finally, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I finally sat down and I fucking hated it. So bad. I didn't like it at all. What's up?
There might be a glitch.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Computer did something weird. We'll find out.
Okay.
Let's just keep going. Hopefully it's recording properly, but it looks like it's lagging.
I think we're okay.
Does it sound good?
Yeah, it sounds fine on this.
So disappointed! Can't believe he fucking didn't. I can believe it because he also doesn't like Big Trouble in Little China, which to me is just blasphemous.
Yeah, I don't like Big Trouble in Little China.
I can understand, like, out of all the John Hughes films, like, Ferris Bueller is probably one of my least favorites.
Right.
But I like John Hughes a lot. Like, he wrote
He wrote a lot of
Vacation,
movies.
Right? He wrote National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah,
he wrote, which is going to always be my favorite.
It's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like all of the anything about the Griswolds is fucking funny.
I agree wholeheartedly, man. Yeah. Like, you know, because Christmas is fast approaching now. You know, every day, either Elf or Christmas Vacation will be played.
Christmas Vacation is funny. What's the kid's name? Bud or something? Is it? I forget his fucking name. Rusty.
Rusty, there you go.
Yeah, they're like, Rusty, come here! And he's like, right here, Dad. Like, it's one of my favorite lines, because he's just standing directly under him. It's so funny.
Eat my rubber, red rubber lips, whatever he said. He's just like, he just fucks everything. That is his best act attitude. Every line, he just fucks up, man.
It's so funny.
That's why I like Three Amigos so much, too. Right. Man, this is a movie episode.
It is. But, no, like, I don't know what it is, man. I was just watching it, and I was just like, I know everything that's about to happen, so just nothing is surprising me. Nothing feels good, you know, about this movie. And everybody always talks to you about, like, the movie's just fun, you know? And I'm just like, this movie's fucking bad. Like, it's badly made. It's stupid. Like, I don't know. I hated it. I was just like watching it and hating it.
Yeah. All right, so let's give our next assignment here, man.
Next one?
Yeah. I'm putting myself on the spot, too, because I have no fucking clue what to tell you. I'm about to look at movies up here and be like, you need to watch...
You've actually seen a lot of these that you bought. And yeah, like, I've recommended a bunch of these. Like,
yeah.
There's some really good ones. Like, because I recommended Life of Pi, and I recommended Trance, which is really awesome. And then...
Trance was good.
Trance is fucking crazy.
I think I saw Life of Pi before you recommended it, though.
I'm pretty sure I recommend that movie when it was in theaters.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because okay, I was like, dude, go see Life of Pi.
I did not see it in theater.
Yeah.
I bought it because it was on Blu-ray, and I was like, that's going to be pretty.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
Go, recommend me something. Anything.
Anything.
Anything?
Anything. It's just getting really quiet here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because we're thinking of movies to recommend.
Yeah, I know. I got one that I feel bad. I told you to watch this a while back, and if you did, we'll have to come up with something else. Did you watch Mischief Night?
No.
I want you to watch that one.
Wait! Is that the movie with the kids in the house? They're like teenagers?
One's a teenager, one's an adult. It's about a serial killer who's going after a girl.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay. Yeah. It's pretty new.
Yeah.
If you have ended up seeing that one, you put it in, you're like, oh yeah, no, I did see this.
Yeah.
I want you to watch The Battery.
The Battery. Oh, no. You've been all about The Battery lately.
Battery is, like, my favorite movie of this year. And I fucking have no clue. It makes me feel like a hipster fuck, but I love that flick. Anyone, if you want a great zombie buddy road trip movie, The Battery.
The Battery. That sounds cool.
That'll be your next week's watch.
I'll check that out. Yeah. I mean, I won't shit on that. I think that's cool. Let's see for you. Have you seen Super?
No.
Super.
David's going to be really happy with this, too. That's
Super.
Been another thing on my list for years. I just haven't been to watch it.
It's like right up your alley.
What was the one with Woody Harrelson? Defendor.
Defendor was cool.
I watched
cool.
that one, and I didn't watch Super, so I'm like, all right, I need to watch Super.
Defendor's cool. It's just like, really, it's a bummer.
Yeah, it is.
Like, Super has its sad moments, but like it's mostly a comedy.
Okay, I'll probably watch that tonight. Yeah. There we go, we did it.
What, are we at an hour?
No, we're just finally at our little... to make each other watch movies.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm with that.
All right, so let's get back to erectile dysfunction here.
Okay.
Danny.
Yes.
Your knee has looked like shit
for
6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it right now.
Going, it's
you're
way
falling
fucked
apart.
Up, right?
Yeah, like, okay. You might need to go to the doctor, Danny.
I know, man.
Like, I don't know how you're walking. Like, this looks like... This looks like you have a testicle growing out of your knee.
Yeah, no, I have, like, this weird growth on my knee. I don't know what it is. I think it's, like... I think it's fluid. Like, I think I have fluid, like, leaking out of my knee.
You don't try this?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
I have a syringe.
Basically, what happened was, like a couple months ago, I hurt myself at work, like, really badly. I fell off a ladder, and I landed on my knee. And I was like, ugh. And then a couple months ago, it was also when I started my workout program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like about, I want to say about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah.
I started my workout program, so it was physically demanding on my legs. And it got worse, like... Not the pain as much as, like, the swelling.
Mm-hmm.
The swelling never went away, and it still hasn't. It's just swollen. And I just have a fucked up knee now.
Yeah, you do. Because this one looks normal.
Yeah, one looks like a totally fine knee. Now I've got, like, this weird fucking growth.
You have a camel.
Yeah, I've got... It's like I'm never thirsty, though, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hump day? No, but...
thirst is real.
The thirst is so real. No, but my knee's really fucked up.
Yeah. Falling apart, man.
I know.
I've been having this issue. I think it's eye strain because I got new glasses. Mm-hmm. And apparently, like, doctor said I had lazy eye or something. And I'm like, no one's ever fucking told me I have lazy eye. My eye's not fucking doing this shit. So I think he did something with the glasses to fix this. And I'm like,
you have lazy eye.
Yeah. The Forrest Whitaker motherfucker over here, man.
I just want to hear, like, a doctor, like, son, puts his hand on your shoulder. You know, he's just looking at you right in the eye. He's like, it's going to be hard out there, but you have lazy eye. You can make it through this.
I'm over here.
Yeah.
But no, like, he says, like, it's a small thing. But, like, he gave me these glasses, and now my right eye quivers from time to time.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I just don't see fucking properly.
I see. I always glasses. Thought you were just on the verge of tears.
Yeah, no, that's just been the last couple of weeks. But, no, like, that right eye quivers, and, like, I just keep going, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm falling apart. We're getting old, Danny.
Well, it's Kaylee's weekly episode disruption.
Yep.
We're like, I heard tail is just hitting the table, and I can hear it on the mic.
Yell at her, that way she won't wag her tail.
Okay, stop it. Stop it.
Anyway, so we're falling apart. We're getting older.
We are getting old.
You know, I'm starting to think about grandpa. Stock options and 401k.
Yeah, you have a stock option and a 401k.
Yeah, I don't have 401k.
You don't put money in yours?
Mm-hmm. I do with stock option, though.
I see.
No one's really taking time to explain to me the 401k, and it makes me nervous. So, yeah, I have beneficiaries. I have life insurance.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who gets all your money if you die? Your brother?
My dad did, and then I changed it because I was afraid he might try to kill me one day.
Is it your brother?
No, it's just split between him and my sister.
I see.
I mean, if it went to my brother, it would go to my dad anyway.
Yeah.
Stop hitting the fucking thing, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I know, it hurts.
So, yeah, we're getting older, and what's some of your, like, concerns of getting older, Danny? My
biggest one is, like, my job.
That's like, going more physical.
Like, physical?
How's your dick?
Dick's fine.
Okay.
Nothing's really wrong with it.
Do you stop and start when you piss a lot?
No. What the fuck? No, my dick is working fine. You know.
Mine too, it just doesn't get much use.
No big problem. Mine doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
I'm a one-woman man now. It's been... Yeah, it's fine. My dick's fine.
It's just the most awkward conversation we've ever had.
Really weird. Yeah, I didn't think you would look me in the eye and just be like, how's your dick? Like, what?
Did you check your prostate? You ever stuck a finger up your ass before, man?
No.
You ever jerked off so hard that you, like, started to get a little sore? But you just kept doing it because you're like, I'm going to come.
That,
I don't care.
Yes, yes. I've done that.
Do you ever rub it raw?
Raw dogging it?
Yeah.
Raw dogging some randos?
Yeah. No. Let's see.
Are you just trying to find weird, fucked up questions to ask me? Why?
You ever tasted your own cum?
No.
You've never had a girl just be like, here?
No. What the fuck? Who are you dating?
Don't worry about it, Danny. Let's see. What's the highest you've ever come on yourself? Like when you shot upwards.
Shot upwards?
Yeah. Like when you're jerking off, what's the highest you've ever come?
Like bottom of my chin.
I hit the headboard once.
Well, that's past you.
Yeah, that's
you
proud.
Said on me.
Oh, have you hit past you? Huh? Like I was laying on the
past
bed.
Past me is easy. Past me is way easy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How far did you get?
I didn't fucking pull out a tape measure.
You should have pulled out a tape measure. Is it on the wall still?
No.
Okay. I washed it.
Yeah. Yeah. The old spit shine. No. Yeah. This is ridiculous. Why are you asking me this?
Let's see. Have you ever had to come, like, at a girl's place? Have you ever had to come and you had to clean it up really quick so you use, like, a sock or your underwear or something and then have to leave immediately and you're like, I'm going to have to put that cold, wet thing back on?
No. Never had that problem.
I hope you never do.
Thanks.
It's horrible. It's like the worst thing I've ever experienced, man, is a cum-filled sock that I had to put back on.
Why did you come in?
I had to leave because something happened at the girl's place, and I came, and like someone was like knocking on her door, and I'm like, oh shit, we gotta get dressed. So I just looked at the sock. All right. I'm gonna have a shower when I get home.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's horrible, man.
You're an adult, Richard.
Yeah, no, I wasn't an adult then. I was, you know, like 20.
That's an adult. You could have died for your country.
Yep, but I couldn't drink for my country.
I know.
Horrible. Happy Veterans Day.
It is Veterans Day.
Yeah, it is.
There was like, I took Kaylee for a walk today.
Are we done talking about cum? Like, I wasn't ready for this.
Oh, well, just a quick aside about Veterans Day. And like, You know, in our downtown area, they have those, like, crosses with the American flags on them, and they say, like, someone's name?
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
Yeah. There's a couple that actually fucked me up a little bit.
Why?
Because there's one that was, like, WW2 Korea in Vietnam, and I'm just like, dude, your life sucks. Because there's some that have, like, three or four wars all that. I'm like, fuck, man.
Yeah, yeah, no. There's a couple people out there, like, they were, you know, they were officers or some shit. Mm-hmm. But no, like, as I was walking Kaylee, there was this guy's family, like, went into the middle of the street, and they were taking a picture with the cross. And I realized the war that it said on the thing was the Iraq war. It was like their son had died.
Mm.
And I was just like, oh, shit. You know? Yeah. And I was, like, walking by, because normally I'm just like, fucking Veterans Day. You know? But, like, I was like, this actually means something to, like,
yeah,
those people. Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there, man, that just have some shit go down.
It was weird. Like, it was weird because I didn't know it was Veterans Day until I went out there and I saw a bunch of people, like, putting, a little flag on it. And I was like, whatever. We live in the fucking South, of course. That's the way it is. But then, like, when I saw them and they were, like, crying and stuff, I was like, holy shit, this actually, like, hurts people's feelings.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah. Andrew always has interesting ideas about Veterans Day and military stuff. I actually like it. I'm not saying anything bad about it. It's just like he always, like,
I know that he talked about it.
He does, because he's always like, he's a real big believer of, you know, Veterans Day and all that, but he gets really upset the way people glorify military and war. He's like, what about the people that died that were, you know, innocent survivors and stuff? And I like how he brings that up. It always, I'm like, oh, that's a good thought. Okay, so what's the closest you've ever come with your dog next to you? Because I want to hear yours first before I tell you how close I've come with your dog next to me.
This would be a funny story to embarrass Lacey with. we used to live together, and me and her have dogs. So, like, I have a dog, and she has a dog. So we had both of the dogs were always with us all the time, you know? If we were around the house, like, they would lay with us, stuff like that. But when we slept with the dogs on the thing, you know? And we would, couples are... You get frisky.
Yeah.
So the dogs would, like, vacate the premises, except for my dog.
Yeah, your dog's a whore.
Yeah, my dog is like, I'm not getting out of the bed, bro.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Like, fucking, like, you're going to have to deal with me being right here, you know? So I'd have to, like, push Kaylee off the bed. We had sex one time. And one time, like, I remember I pulled out to, like, come. And, like, I came, and it, like, Kaylee was jumping on the bed, and it was, like, the Matrix, you know? Like, it was, like, it was kind of mind-blowing. It was really cool.
Did you hit her?
No, I didn't. I don't know. I told you, it's, like, the Matrix, like, where she was, like,
ah. He still got shot in the Matrix, you know? Just thinking. I'm jerked off with your dog on the bed. I kick her off, she gets back on, I hate it. It's horrible. Because she wants to get in my legs,
Kaylee,
like, I like just need to be able to move my toes. That's all. But she likes to get into the middle of the legs, and I can't do it, man.
Yeah, yeah. She's a weirdo.
She loves the taste of cum, though. It's really interesting.
Dude, not cool. Not cool.
No, it just came in her dog bowl once. That's all.
What the fuck is you had to jerk off in my room
all the time, buddy? All the time. Protein, buddy. Protein.
Stop, Kaylee. Your tail is hitting the stuff.
All right. What's some other things about getting older, Danny? Let's talk.
I don't know. There's tons of stuff about getting old. That's really weird. I hate kids now. Like, not little children, but I mean, like, teenagers.
I
used to fucking hate little kids when I was, like, 19, 20.
Now they're kind of like, oh, they're okay.
They're cute. They're adorable. Like them. I want children.
Teenagers are gonna, like, murder them.
Yeah, no, like, I see teenagers. Like, did I tell you about... Okay, I didn't tell you about this shit. I was at work the other day, and, like, at work, I have three options. Like, over the past, like, 2 weeks, I've started, like, to try and eat a bit healthier and, like, like, I'm making my own lunch and stuff for work. So,
we're trying to go organic as we get older.
Not really organic, but I don't want to eat out as much anymore. I'm trying to stop eating fried foods, you know, like, so, like, what I did was I had to go to McDonald's, across the street from my job, and I was, like, really pissed because, like, I've been trying to not eat there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, there's these, like, girls were walking in, and they were like, clearly in, like, early high school, late middle school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were, like, 14, 15. I don't think they were close to 18 at all. And a bunch of, like...
Dog, man.
I know, my dog is stupid. A bunch of guys walked in shortly after, roughly the same age, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sitting, and, like, I have to eat at the McDonald's because I had my lunch break, so I just, like, sat down at, like, a little booth. And there was these two guys next to me in a booth, and they were like, one of them was clearly younger. He's like maybe his mid-40s. But then the other one was like really late 70s or something. You know, he's really old. He like barely would move.
Yeah.
And they were just enjoying their meal and like talking and laughing. You could tell they were related or something. And these group of girls were in the back, and they were like, the guys were ordering, and the girls had already ordered and taken a seat. And they were just like screaming out obscenities. Like they were just like, "Dick, fuck my asshole." Like they kept screaming shit like that out at the other guys. And the guys would ride back like, "Ho, like you's a bitch." Like they would just yell shit like that across a public place.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, did I fucking do that shit when I was like 18, you know? And it like disgusted me. Yeah. And it was weird because I was like, I'm fucking old now.
I do it all the time.
Like, I'm so fucking old.
When I see a teenager, like this, it comes off sometimes like people will say it's racist. It's not racist. It's kids. I don't like, if a teenager comes into my store, I instantly start following them like, why are you here? You're up to trouble. You need to go home and not come out till you hit your 20s. That's all you need to do. Don't do anything. Don't touch shit. You're going to break it and get your filthy fucking mitts over it.
Right.
Oh, I hate teenagers, man.
I'm starting to really love little kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like them now, and it makes me, like, want children, and, like, I think I'm having that, like, I want to be a dad thing, you know? Yeah. And then, like, but, like, I fucking hate teenagers. And that's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
And, like, as I get older, I'm going to start hating, like, 20-year-olds, and then I'm going to start hating, like, people in their 30s are just, you think you know about life. You know? I'm going to be a miserable fuck.
You know what's starting to suck, man? It's like, I've not been at a restaurant, and I can't remember when, when the waiter or waitress was older than me.
Right, no, we haven't. That's been a big thing lately. Like, I noticed that I'm older than the wait staff.
We went to a bar, I don't remember when, like, this was a long time ago. We went to $3 once, me and you, and I think Brownie was there. And we were the oldest people at the bar by far.
Oh, definitely.
And, like, everyone's like 21, 22. And, like,
they were like, the music is so loud in here. Yeah. I remember. Can we sit outside? And then, like
we're out there. We're like, it's cold. Does anyone have a blanket? We need a blanket out here, guys.
It's like the waitress came up. Like, what would you guys like to drink? It was like, chamomile tea. Like, I want a glass of tea, please. No, man, I remember that night, because we went out and you got the nachos. Like, it was the mountain of nachos, and the lady, I interrupted your order, because the lady was like, would you like chicken or pork? And I was like, both!
Yeah.
And she brought out both.
It was delicious, too.
That was funny. No, I remember that night, because we went out for, like, we were like, oh, yeah, let's have a beer or something, and, like, we ended up just like,
this is horrible.
Yeah, like, I don't like this. Is there a bar where they don't play music? Or like,
you know? Well, I'm trying to figure out, man. It's like, we're this really weird thing. Like, because I've been to a bar with my pops, where it's like all old people. And I'm like, where the fuck does the late 20s go? Like, what do we do? Oh, yeah, we don't have any money and we just sit at home and cry about life.
See, that's not true. I know, like, I've been to a bunch of bars lately that, like, they're great for the late 20s crowd. They don't play loud music and it's just a fun, like, mid to late 20s crowd. Yeah, in Atlanta.
See,
the,
like,
problem is, we live fucking here.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, like, what are these bars in Atlanta? Because, I mean, like, Manny's, I would give that one. Like,
Manny's is cool, but it's actually more of, like, a early 30s place.
Yeah.
Like that. But, like Jack's is really cool. Mm. Like, a really, like, really good food. And
just,
like,
even when you took me, what was that place, Diesel? That was a pretty young crowd.
That's mid-20s.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, like, you can't even get in if you're under 21. Remember? Because we were with someone that didn't have their ID, and they
the
were, like...
The oldest one there?
Yeah, the oldest one there didn't have her ID, and they didn't let her in.
Do you remember that was so funny? She's like, can I show you a picture of me in this bar from Facebook?
Yeah.
And they're like, no.
I remember
they're so adamant about, like, no, this is how it works, guys.
It was Ryan's girlfriend. And, like, Ryan got mad because I laughed at what the waitress said. Because, like, it was like, oh, well, we brought, like, you know, she has, like, she was like, she has, like, a picture of, like, her job ID. You know, she doesn't have her, like, ID, but she has, like, her job ID that shows, like, her name and age and stuff. And, like, she was like, oh, does she have a permission slip from her mom, too? And that just made me fucking laugh. I thought it was so funny. And, like, Ryan got pissed. He's like, what a bitch. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, like, she's kind of doing her job. Like, oh, man, it was so fucking funny.
Danny.
Yes.
I was born in 1985, man.
1988.
You realize people born in 93 can drink beer now, right?
Mm-hmm.
96 can smoke.
Yeah.
And vote.
Yeah, it's crazy.
People born in 1996 can help decide our future.
Yeah, no, they weren't even around for the Clinton days.
Yeah, they don't even know what to vote for, yeah, man. No. They got Bush and Obama. Obama in the Bush.
It's a bad barometer.
Yeah. So, we're getting old.
Barack Obamater.
Barack Obamater. Ooh. Can we vote for him for 4 more years so we can just put that up on Facebook?
Oh, no. We totally lost. Didn't you? Have you been paying attention to the elections? Like, that was... Ugh. Ooh. It's going to be a rough couple years.
Another point of getting old.
We care about politics. Yeah. Now. Yeah, like a lot.
Yeah.
It's weird. No, like I said, like Lacey's been like kind of back in my life right now. And like she just graduated college. So she's dealing with the whole like student loans thing, you know? And, like, I'm just reading about, like, the whole, like, ivory tower thing. And it's just like, yeah, this is getting rough out there for college grads.
Like, something else. What's my least favorite thing about getting older? I just assume I'm dying all the time now.
You're having a big, like, personal thing with, like, the fact that you were single.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing. But that's because you're getting older.
Yeah.
Like, that's another thing. Because you're like, oh, shit, I'm single and I'm, like, 27 or 28 or whatever.
29.
You're not 29. Did you turn 29 this year?
85.
Oh, 2014. Shit, fuck. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I'm almost 30, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no.
And, like, I don't know why I'm making this such a big deal. A lot of people ain't married until they're in their mid-30s. At least guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm just getting so nervous about my mother with her stroke, and I'm like, I don't want to die slowly alone. And then I watched this fucking movie called The Taking of Deborah Logan or something like that.
The horror movie?
Yeah, the horror movie that's like a fake documentary about a chick with Alzheimer's. So now I have this horrible fucking fear that I'm going to have Alzheimer's, have a stroke, be stuck in a bed, and be possessed by a fucking demon.
That's a little ridiculous.
It's my biggest fear.
What's under that? Gophers, I fucking hate them.
Gophers with clown makeup. Oh, fucking terrifying. Just jumps up.
Does the dance from fucking Candy
Shop. I'm alright.
Because you're sitting by the bell.
No, that's the song he sings when he comes up.
He's like, because I'm sitting by the bell.
Another moment that we're old that you can fucking get that up.
Yeah.
I like this. Let's have old cast from now on. Let's old just cast. Talk about, like, I need to put a blanket over my legs.
I'm not that, like, I don't feel old, but, like, I can see it happening. You know?
Well, I mean, you work out now. Men posted something the other day online to where he's like, you know you're getting old when you think, if I don't change what I'm doing, I'm going to die in a couple of years.
Yeah, no.
That's, and me and you both have went through that to where we are eating better. Like, me and you both dropped a ton of weight.
Yeah.
We're trying, like, the only thing I've got really going bad for me is drinking, but I'm so afraid that I'll just kill myself if I don't
drink. I do that less and less. I do that more, like, socially now. I don't ever have a beer when I'm just at home.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore. Like, that part of that is the DUI thing, too. Like, I hit, like, rock bottom with that.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like,
Rebounding pretty good.
Yeah.
You pulled a really good girl.
I did. Yeah, yeah. So, like, it's fucking weird now to, like, be old.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I just figured if we're going to name this episode Erectile Dysfunction, we need to talk a lot about dicks and getting old.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the dicks thing, that's all you, but like...
Yeah, I just, like, I don't know what happened. I just like the voice that I attuned where I just shifted and like, hey, Danny.
How's your dick?
How's your dick? Tell me about your dick. Does your cum come out white? Or does it come out like rice and beans?
Dude, that's racist. Ooh. As fuck. I was so racist. You're the white devil.
I'm the white devil.
Quintu, I'll chat.
Oh man, before we go, I just gotta bring up that me and you went to a Mexican restaurant in Hampton yesterday.
We've been meaning to go here a while.
But like, as dumb as it is, you like, were they don't serve beer, and like, you have to admit, that place looked...
It looked seedy.
Yeah, like, it looked like there's no reason you ever want to go in there.
Right.
But some of the greatest authentic Mexican food I've ever had, food is good. I had a torta.
Mm-hmm.
And charro beans. With yes. No spoon.
Yeah. The torta was good, though.
Yeah, it was, man.
Because I got a chorizo and egg torta, which is like, I don't even know this, but like, chorizo and egg is like my favorite breakfast
in anyone the world. That's lived here for any amount of time knows that, Danny.
Yeah. Chorizo and eggs is like my favorite breakfast. My mom makes the greatest chorizo and eggs. Like, I love them.
Yeah.
And we went, and they had like a chorizo and egg torta, and I was like, yes, please. And like, I got it. It was so fucking good. It wasn't mom level good, but it was still really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that feeling. I haven't had mom level good in 5 years.
I fucking hate you. That was so good. Such a good setup.
So, hey, ladies, I'm single. I have no mother. If you're looking for a good time, I enjoy good times.
I do like good things.
Good things like are good.
Like people who haven't had strokes.
I haven't had a stroke, so I have that going for me.
God, this episode got bleak.
Well, you know. So did my life. Anyways, this is Dick Pics Podcast. You can find us at facebook.com/dickpics or at dickpics.podomatic.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us at rabbitholepodcast@gmail.com. And if you're an Instagram fan, you can find Danny at
drex418, all one word.
So, until next time, brothers and sisters, I'm Richard Tanner.
I'm Danny Gonzalez. Stop recording! Stop!